Track 9, If You're Going to Dream, Dream Big. This month, our columnist is encouraging us to dream of a better world for people and wildlife.
What is it you dream of? What makes your heart quicken as your bare toes touch the floor each morning? What would you like your life to mean? Those are mighty questions for the start of an article, I'll avow. So let's distract ourselves for a moment with some wildlife. It's May, best month of the year for me, and my windows are open to all the life on the common outside. I can hear birds, of course. The chiff-chaff, who began to sing in early March, is loud still in the nearest willows. In early April, he was joined by his close cousin, a willow warbler, arriving from far further south. He too is still in song today. Unlike the chiff-chaff's cheery chime, his is a song of soul-arresting beauty, slipping down the scale in silvered notes. I can hear mallards too, and the sharp parp of a moorhen. Beneath my open windows is the village pond, crowded today with mother ducks and clouds of piping ducklings. From the reed fringe of the pond, I hear a sedge warbler, filling this bright spring morning with his joyful riffs. Now the birds and I have your attention. Let's return to my opening question. What is it you dream of in this life? How would you like to be remembered? These questions matter. Our time on this wondrous earth is short, and our lives only as meaningful as we make them. There are only so many years when you will wake up and, hearing spring's first chiff-chaff, be thankful for that grey cold winter is in retreat. So, what's your dream? In my 51 years of life, I have come to realize that, rather than dreams for my own gratification, the very best are those aimed at delivering a better world. Many kind and generous people dream of a fairer, safer future for marginalized or persecuted groups of people, and they act, while they still have energy and time, to make this dream come true. For my part, and I'm sure here that I speak for everyone who works at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, I dream of a better world for wildlife and people alike, delivered through the restoration of wild habitats and of our beleaguered environment. I chime on about this a lot, somewhat like the chiff-chaff, who has already sung for 2 months outside my window, who will continue singing for 2 months more. But I have plenty of good reasons to chime. My first reason, the reason I have carried with me since I was a child, is that I bloody well love wildlife. Wildlife makes my day better every single day. As I lay in bed before the first light today, I smile to hear the blackbird whose territory covers several small gardens in our village. I defy anyone not to listen to a blackbird singing, actually to listen and to think about what he means, and not to smile. For here is a bird weighing only 100 grams, whose lungs and syrinx are loudly, proudly filling the day with music. I am here, his song says. I am alive, taking my place in the timeless flow, hopes and genes and dreams since life began. All I ask for is a place on earth where it's safe to raise my offspring. Having this blackbird for a neighbor brings me joy. Watching large-headed resin bees nesting in my little garden makes me happy. Finding a speckled bush cricket in my flower bed makes me proud to have given her a habitat in which to breed. Nature makes me happy. Nature makes us all. Literally makes us. Whichever way you look at it, you are nature, made of nature, entirely dependent on nature for everything you are and have and want. Its importance in our fast-paced, AI-enhanced, ever-stressed modern lives to remember that everything fundamental about us comes directly from nature. We think of ourselves as exceptional, uniquely smart, uniquely powerful, and, to an extent, this is true. But we are also part of nature. We are built of exactly the same molecules as every living thing on Earth, and plenty of non-living things besides. We share some genes with every other living organism, including paramecia, dinoflagellates, and bacteria, and the majority of our genes with every other mammal, including a rat. We're smart, we're creative, we're destructive, and we're hugely powerful. But we're also just another part of nature, eating food entirely made by nature, grown in soils entirely made by nature, wearing clothes entirely made from nature, drinking water given to us by nature, respiring oxygen, wholly derived from nature. And that's the dream, my dream, the dream of everyone who works at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, a world for people and for nature, for people as nature, in which every species, the blackbird singing in the dawn, the polecat hunting in the night, the humble dinoflagellate, has the space and right to thrive beside us, in which every species sustains and nourishes and delights us. At Norfolk Wildlife Trust, we work in 1,000 ways to make our dream reality. We manage nature reserves, restore lost habitats, create new habitats, advise authorities and landowners, campaign for nature, educate and enthuse. Our staff are passionate people, working, fighting, dreaming on behalf of nature. But if you're going to dream, dream big. We need you dreaming with us of a better world, for people and for wildlife. We need you leaping from your beds each morning, dreaming of a landscape and a seascape rich in life, supporting every Norfolk species and supporting humans. The challenges are enormous, the pace of loss disastrous, but the dreams enormous too. Join us, volunteer with us, learn from our workshops and our publications, lend your signatures and your voices to our campaigns, donate if your means permit. Share with us a dream of wildlife all around us and a living landscape to sustain us. Come with us for the dream.